Then Kuf Samach Dalet Halacha Gimel. Ain't Poydim Sochar Arch Yavar Olo Shleishim Yom. We do not redeem the firstborn son until 30 days have passed. We Yom Shleishim Echad Giftu Miyad. On the 31st day, the father should redeem him immediately. Shleilasha says a mitzvah, so not to delay the mitzvah. We Ain't Poydim Shabbos Yontif, but we do not Poydim Shabbos Yontif. Avo Chalmoy Poydim, but on Chalmoy we do. Noigin Lasha says a pinyim and Yom. We're noig to do this during the day. Nevertheless, if the 31st day passed and the father did not redeem his son, or falls out on Shabbos Yontif or on Tainis, the tinnik should be redeemed immediately on the night following that day. They should not wait until the morning and delay it further. Halacha Dalet. Ha'av ma'ita le lebchor kameh kayin. The father brings the firstborn before kayin. Ma'adiyah loishu b'chor peter rechel imal yisraelis. And he declares that to the kayin that this child is a firstborn, the first child from the mother's womb. U'ma'ita kesef or shava kesef heislam aniach lefnei kayin. And the father brings money or another object of monetary value worth 5 slam and places it before the kayin. Remember the Kayin, and he says, Zeb b'ni b'chayri, this is my firstborn son. Rachach m'nicha l'fnei ha-kayin, r'kayin shayi loisai, and then after saying this, he places the child before the Kayin. The Kayin asks him, my bayis tfei, what do you prefer? V'umesh aloi v'amr chafetz ani liftos es b'ni. The father replies, I wish to redeem my son. Then while the father still holds the coins in his hand, before he gives them to the Kayin, he says the bracha, Asherki Tzonam Tzitzona, Alpidyon Aben, on the commandment of redemption of a son. Vagam Shachiyana, and the mix of Shachiyano. Ne'erasim Yadis Atabas Lakayin, and he immediately gives the Kayin the coins. Akayin Netos Akasaf, and Malichom Yad, Aresha Ben Vaimer, and the Kayin takes the coins and he swings it over the child's head, and he says, Zetachazah, these coins are instead of this child. And then he puts his hands on top of the baby's head and he benches him. And he says, for they add the length of days and years of life and of peace. Hashem Yishmarcha Mikol Ra, Hashem should watch over you from all Ra. And then the Kayin makes a bari peregofen on a kais yayin. V'men yayin v'varach ha'shar mashka shurigil l'sh'esham. If there is no one, then he should make a bracha on any other beverage that people are accustomed to drink there. Avo azay tzrich l'asas apidin kaidim t'yelsi dayin l'suda. However, in this instance, when there is no wine available, they should perform the pidyon before washing their hands for the meal. V'sech ha'suda eim v'varach ha'shar mashka, because since we do not make a bracha over other beverages in the middle of the meal. This is not the case when there is yayin available. Then we can perform the pidyon after making hamaitzi, which we would start the suda and then make the pidyon aben. Halacha, hey, im ena av makam yel, if the father is not in the same place as the yel, yachal gam kem lefdoisa b'kayin r'yashir sham, the father can also redeem him from a kayin wherever he is located. Ramal kayin, she said to the kayin, yesh li b'em l'chol lefdoisa, I have a firstborn son to redeem, ha-kayin armer loy, may I buy his tvei, which one do you prefer? And it continues the entire dialogue, which we just finished explaining.